Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and good evening. This is Apostle Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. I am so excited today, hallelujah, to be back on our radio broadcast today. I am just want to bring you greetings in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm so delighted that you've chosen to worship with us. This is our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. I just thank and praise God that you all are here with us tonight. There is a word from the Lord on tonight. So I just thank and praise God for you. We're going to get ready to get started. I'm going to call it our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour to order. I will do our devotion. We're going to sing a hymn, read a scripture, and pray. Amen. Amen. Shine on me. House will shine on me, shine on me, glory, shine on me. Coming from Proverbs chapter 2. My son, if thou wilt receive my word and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lifted up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom out of the mouth, cometh out of his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the path of righteousness and preserveth the ways of his saints. Then shall thou understand righteousness and judgment, equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom enter into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. I have just read you from Proverbs chapter 2, from the first verse down to the 11th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come this evening humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come today, Father, asking you on today, if we offended anyone in any kind of way, at any time in our lives, Lord, we ask your forgiveness right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask you today to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. If there is anything in there that should not be, Lord, we ask you right now to remove it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind on today. Lord, we just come thanking and praising you on today, magnifying your holy name on today, Lord, lifting you up, exalting your name today, Father. I just thank you, hallelujah. We thank you for everything that you do for us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give your name praise and we give you glory on today. We just magnify you, Lord, hallelujah. We give you praise, Handoshaban, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we adore you today. We love you today, Father. We're so thankful for you. You're perfect in every way, Lord. We just thank you for your grace and thank you for your mercy. We just thank you on today. We first of all come, Lord, asking you to bind up the strong man, Lord. Bind up the strong man that's in our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bind up every negative thing, every evil thing, every wicked thing, every demonic thing, Lord. We ask you to bind it today and send it back to the pits of hell where it comes from in the name of Jesus. In the In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I'm asking you on today to police our radio broadcast, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless everyone that's under the sound of my voice on today, Lord, and keep them covered right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Then, Lord, I'm asking you right now, Lord, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, to cover our minds in our thoughts, Lord, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, so we can understand your word or today, that you can give us a clear vision of what you're speaking about on today. In the name of Jesus, there is a word for the people of God and from the living God on today, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you today. We thank you right now. I thank you for allowing me to pray, an opportunity to pray for the people of God, in the name of Jesus. I just thank you today, Lord, and I love you today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, let me decrease, that the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, can increase and teach and prophesy and praise and pray for your people. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you today. I thank you today for your goodness. Hallelujah. I thank you for your goodness today. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your goodness. Hallelujah. On today, Lord. And I give you praise today. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Hallelujah. Amen. And thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He is such a good God. He is a good God. And he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I just thank and praise God this evening. You know, I was just been thinking and praying and kind of talking to the Lord all day, just waiting on our prayer period. Even though I prayed today and prayed and prayed, I was still waiting for the prayer hour on tonight. I got up praying at 4:30, and I just thank and praise God that I still got it in my mind, in my heart, in my spirit to just pray, just to seek the Lord where he may be found, call upon his name while he's near. I'm so grateful to God today. I am so grateful to God. People just don't know. Hallelujah. And I guess you do know, because, hey, I know he does things for you all as well. But I thank and praise God on today, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Now, we're going to get ready to pray. I don't know. We're just going to get ready to give praise reports and miracle reports and testimonies and whatever God, just a shout out to the Lord, however the Lord want to do it. I just thank and praise God on today. He is good, and his mercy endures forever. If there anyone on the radio broadcast, even in the radio land, that wants to call in, the number to call is 323-642-1493. 323-642-1493. If you just want to call in with a prayer request, whatever it is that you want, God's got it right at this time. This is your hour. Glory to God. This is your season. You know, God is just a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. I have so many testimonies. I have so many things. You know, it's all... You know, I could just go on and go on and go on, but it's so many things to be thankful for, because it's so many things God did not have to do. Because first of all, we breathe in his air. It's not our air. We can't buy this air like we can the lights and gas. We don't pay for this air, but we use it. I thank God. Because I didn't buy it. But God put it here for us. Then we have the light, the sunlight and the moonlight. Even if we didn't have no lights in the house, we got the sunlight and the moonlight. God is just good. He give us everything necessary to live by. That's why we live and move and have our being in God. Because all the things he's done for us and still doing them. And, you know, I just thank and praise God today. God is such a good God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is there anyone want to say something for the Lord? Any prayer requests? Anything you're concerned about? Any demons you want me to chase? Any witches you want me to chase? Whatever it is. Hallelujah. This is your hour now. This is your time, I'm telling you, because God is good. You know, we have all kind of things we have to do. Hallelujah. But it's all up to God, and God has a time for everything. He has a time for everything. I thank him so much. He's done so much for me. He's done so much for me, and I thank God on today. He's done so many things and still doing them. He's still doing them. I thank God. Hallelujah. He is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I thank him today. Hallelujah. He is awesome. Awesome God. I give him glory and I give him praise on today. Hallelujah. He's so worthy to be praised. You know, it's sometimes I've been studying and praying and studying and praying, and I was studying a part talking about the suffering, our suffering. A lot of our suffering comes from for the gospel, for the calling. But we have, and I was reading, we have to have a good attitude when we suffer, when we go through that suffering, because we'll have to suffer again if we don't pass that thing. So we got to try to have a good attitude, you know. So sometimes when we go through, when we don't have stuff or this and that, when I tell you, if you just, your attitude just changed. When I tell you God is so good, hallelujah, I thank and praise God on today too, for he is good and his mercy and grace. Well, his mercy endures forever, but I thank him for his grace. Because if it had not been for grace, if it had not been for the Lord who is on our side, where would we be? I don't know a person in radio land or on the radio broadcast can tell me if we didn't have Jesus, where would we be? Probably in a burning hell by now. Holler, because it burns for eternal. So we'd be hollering. Mm-hmm. But I thank and praise God that he died for us. He died for us. So, you know, if, like I said, if anyone want to testify, have a praise report, testimony report, miracle report, whatever it is, a prayer request, this is your time. This is your finest hour, I tell you. God is good. Hallelujah. And if not, I'm going to pray a prayer. I have a prayer to break curses. And I don't know if anyone on the broadcast and in radio land, however, but to do that, if no one has anything to say, because I know sometimes we be going through and we don't know why, but God is good. Amen. Heavenly Father, we repent of any sins in our lives or our ancestors' lives that have resulted in a curse. We repent of all disobedience, rebellion, perversion, witchcraft, idolatry, lust, adultery, fornication, mistreatment of others, murders, cheating, lying, sorcery, divination, and occult involvement. In the name of Jesus, we ask for your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of the Lord, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We take authority over and break any and every curse upon our lives in the name of Jesus. We break all curses of poverty, lack, debt, destruction, sickness, death, vagabondism. We break all curses on our marriages, family, children, and relationships. We break curses of rejection, pride, rebellion, lust, hurt, incest, rape, Ahab, Jezebel, fear, insanity, madness, and confusion in the name of Jesus. We break all curses affecting our finances, mind, sexual character, emotions, will, and relationships. We break every hex, every jinx, every spell, and spoken curse over our lives. We break every fetter, every chain, every shackle, every cord, every habit, every cycle that is resulting in a curse in the name of Jesus. According to Galatians 3:13, we have been redeemed from the curse of the law by the sacrifice of Jesus. We exercise our faith in the blood of Jesus and loose ourselves and our descendants from any and every curse. We claim forgiveness through the blood of Jesus for the sins of the fathers, Hando Shabbat. And all of our sins have been remitted, and we loose ourselves from curses that came as a result of all disobedience and rebellion to the word of God. We exercise our faith and know that confession is made unto salvation. Therefore, we confess that Abraham's blessing are our blessings. We are not cursed, but blessed. We are not the tail, but we're the head. We're above and not beneath. We are blessed coming and blessed going out. We are blessed, and what God has blessed cannot be cursed. So now we command spirits of rejection, hurt, bitterness, unforgiveness, bondage, torment, death, destruction, fear, lust, perversion, mind control, witchcraft, poverty, lack, and death, confusion, double-mindedness, sickness, infirmity, pain, and divorce, separation, strife, contention, depression, sadness, loneliness, self-pityness, self-pity, self-destruction, self-rejection, anger, rage, wrath, anguish, vagabondism, abuse, and addiction to come out in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come out in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you now for setting us free from every curse and every spirit that has operated in our lives as a result of a curse. In the name of Jesus, we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. I thank and praise God, because believe me, so many times we go through and don't know why. People praying against us and we have no idea. Doors open. We have open doors in us, and we need to close that stuff. Pray and ask God to close everything that's not right in you. Hallelujah. Close them doors. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sometimes we go through, hallelujah, and we don't know why. But if we start praying these kind of prayers over our lives, hallelujah, it won't be nothing. Every door be closed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I give God praise today. I give him glory on today. Hallelujah. He is such a good God. I thank him today. Is there anyone have a prayer request, a testimony, a praise report, anything they want to me to do or want people to know or want me to pray or however? But I do have testimonies myself. I just want to testify that my daughter came home or went home on yesterday. Hallelujah. They gave her a due date of October the 3rd. I thank and praise God for that. I thank and praise God for just keeping me. You know, a lot of times we get out and we do this, we do that, we go here, we go there. We don't even think about it. But I just thank God for keeping me while in my goings and comings, covering the car, covering me while I'm on the streets driving. I just thank and praise God for that. I thank and praise God for a sound mind. There's so many double-minded people, unstable in all their ways. I thank God for a sound mind. I thank God for giving me wisdom and knowledge. I thank him today. I give God praise on today. He is a mighty good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I give God praise on today. You know, I talk to so many different people, and I pray for so many different people. And when I tell you, when I pray, God give me what to pray for and how to minister to them. But some people take that for granted, but I don't, because I have nothing of myself. I am nothing apart from Christ. I am nothing apart from him. I mean, I can't do none of this apart from God. And even better than that, I can't put my shoes on the right foot if I didn't have a sound mind, if God didn't give me a sound mind. I wouldn't know how to walk on my own if God wouldn't allow me. You know, we take too much for granted, but I don't, because he don't have to do nothing that he does, nothing. But I thank God for a merciful God. I thank him for a loving God. I just thank God, hallelujah, for a kind God. I thank him that he holds me. I thank him that he loves me, hallelujah. I just thank him, hallelujah. I thank God today. I thank him that I'm in love with him, hallelujah. I don't know what else to say but I'm in love with Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My. He is awesome, and I thank him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I give him glory today, and I give him praise on today. My God, I thank him for the anointing. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, hallelujah. I thank him for that oil that he pours on me. Hallelujah. I give God the praise today. Oh, he is great, huh? And greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. He's a merciful God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I give him praise on today. Oh, yes, he is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I know. In the name of Jesus, I'm on this line tonight. Hallelujah. Anybody need prayer? Hallelujah. Anybody have a word to say? Huh? Glory to God, because I'm not just going to pray. I've already did a little bit. I'm not going to pray, but I'm going to pray if you have a prayer request. Hallelujah. Or if you want to say something for the Lord, it's the way I'm going to pray today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God that.
Praise the Lord.
He's got. Amen. Praise God.
Praise God. I just wanted to say, I just wanted to thank God for just encouraging me, you know, and just putting people around me that would encourage me, even though, you know, there's things that we're going to go through in our life. But what really stands out to me is Proverbs 3:5-8. And it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall direct your path. And so I just want to thank God that as we trust in him and we lean on him, you know what I'm saying, he's going to get us through. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that there's been things in my life that has happened, and I kind of strayed away from that lean on God. But it's like when I just trust in God and I just lean on him, it seems what can appear impossible in my strength is very possible in God's strength, you know. So I just thank God for just encouraging me, you know, because there was a lot of days here recently that I thought that I wasn't going to make it. But I just see him. He didn't walk me through the fire. God has carried me through the fire. So I thank him. And I thank him for the process, because even though in the process it has been uncomfortable, the stretch has been so uncomfortable, but I can see the growth. You know what I'm saying? It's something about when people tell you you've grown, but when you know that you have grown, I thank God. Okay. I just thank God for his faithfulness, and I thank God for being able to just speak that. You know, I couldn't hold that. I had to say something, because I thank God for his grace. And I thank him for his mercy. And I thank God for what he's already done. But God is getting ready to do some things. Even as you were speaking, I heard God say that he was stirring things up. He's stirring up, and he's raising up mighty men and women of God. And there's going to be change. There's going to be change. And God is also bringing settlement in those things that he has spoken, those promises. They will come to pass. It may not come when we want it, but God is going to bring those things, because he's not a man that he shall lie, and neither is he the son of man that he shall repent. Every word that he said, he's going to hasten to perform it. And I even see that God has put books into people. You know what I'm saying? There are new books. There are new books that God has put in us, and we need to release those books. You know what I'm saying? Because those books that are inside of us, they are life changing. So basically, we just have to stay on the path. And another thing that God put in my spirit, don't worry about what we have lost. You know what I'm saying? Because listen, he dropped that in my spirit. Whatever we lost, it was for our gain. It was for our gain. So we just keep that in mind. And amen. Thank you so much.
Amen, amen. We thank and praise God for Prophetess Renee. And I tell you, God just uses her. When I tell you, and you know what? The enemy beast just mad when you say something. Now my whole computer just blanked out. The whole computer gone. And I ain't gonna try to get it back. God bless it. You know, hey, I mean, it just turned off by itself. And because he knows. He knows. He don't want to see nothing come forth or hear nothing come forth about the goodness of the Lord. But I tell you, God is good, and his mercy endureth forever. And I thank and praise God for everything that he's doing. Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, yeah, he got me back on. I'm thanking God for an iPhone, because it came right back up on the iPhone, but and I'm going to leave the little computer off because I'm not playing games with it today. But it's just how Satan is on his job. When she got on there and started prophesying and talking about the goodness of the Lord, he got right on his job, cut the whole computer off. I mean, it just blanked off everything right in my face. But it's okay, because God always got a ram in the bush. God is a mighty God, and he equips us. He give us stuff to fight back with. Glory to God. He equipped us. Hallelujah. And I thank and praise him for equipping me, because if I had not had a phone where I can get it up otherwise, I'd be sitting here, wouldn't know how to do nothing for nobody. But I thank and praise God that he equips us with what we need. He equips us with what we need. And I thank and praise him on tonight. Even you in radio land, if you have a prayer request, hallelujah, this is your finest hour. It's your finest hour. Hallelujah. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God for such a time as this, because I'm so encouraged. You know, the Lord said, well, two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. I don't worry about none of that. Let me tell you something. If don't nobody say nothing, I could talk about the goodness of God all day long and all night, and it still wouldn't be enough to give God all the praise that he deserves, the amount of praise that he deserves. God deserves all of the praise, all of the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Amen. Lord. And I want to ask you all to keep me in prayer. I've been having stomach issues for some reason, but it's okay because the devil is a liar. Mm-hmm. Just keep me in your prayers for that. But God is good, because it ain't stopping none, because I don't let my body woo me. It's going to have to fall in line with the spirit in me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No, he can't do it. Mm-mm. So,
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Good evening, Apostle.
Good evening.
And good evening. And to everyone that's on the line, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Amen.
I am so blessed and honored to be here on today. Just in my right mind, the devil is mad and has stepped up his game, but, you know, he can't do nothing, you know, only what God allows him to do. Amen.
That's
and so
right.
I am standing in the need of prayer on tonight. I've been having things going on in my body, and I know it's a test for a testimony, and I know that everything in this season that God has me going through, it's about ministry, and it's for ministry. I'm 44 years old, but God has blessed me over the years. I haven't gone through a whole lot, so God is testing me in this hour and in this season, so that I'm able to minister and to help someone else. So I've been going through some different things in my body, knee pain, my knee swelling up,
they diagnosed me with arthritis in my knee, and I have some water in my knee, and I can't exercise the way that I want to exercise. And then they're doing some tests on my heart. They did an EKG, and it had something that wasn't right, some abnormalities in there. And so they did an ultrasound on my heart. And the doctor didn't tell me, you know, like the different things that he saw, what was going on, but I went and looked at my profile, and I just saw some things that I did not like. And so I'm asking, you know, that you all pray for me. I'm asking for prayer on tonight that my body is healed. I receive it and I believe it. I decree and declare that I'm already walking in my healing. And I understand that this is a test that God has taken me through so that I can help someone else along the way, only for ministry, only for God's glory, the things that we're going to go through in this season, especially the church, the saints, the apostles, this ministry. It's only for the equipping of the saints. It's only so that we can minister to other people and God get the glory.
Amen.
So I just pray, I'm asking that you pray my strength in the Lord. And you know, like every other day is something trying to go, I'm just attack after attack, my joints and just everything is just aching. I'm like, Lord Jesus, have mercy, you know, and I can't even hardly exercise. I haven't even been to the gym all week, and it's just not like me. But I'm just, you know, trying to listen to God and what he's telling me and what he's allowing me to go through. So I just pray, I'm asking that you pray for me, that I'm able to stand in this season.
Amen. Well, I know you know, God is good, and there is God. The devil ain't got no authority. He don't have authority. He don't have that authority over you and over your body or none of that. He's just trying to attack folk, but he a lie in the name of Jesus. He a lie. Prophets, you want to pray for her? You tired of praying tonight, Renee?
Yes, ma'am. I can pray for her.
That's Prophetess Sadler.
Okay. Is it okay if I pray for you, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. God bless you.
God bless you as well. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just come to you right now, Father. God, just lifting up my sister, Father. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for touching her today, Father. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And God, there's something that you're doing in her surroundings. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I just thank you, Father, for what you're doing, Father. In the name of Jesus. God, I just thank you, Father. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. In the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you, Father, that there's something that you're doing in her listening. In the name of Jesus. And God, I just see that you're going to lead her. In the name of Jesus. And God, I see, Father, that you're leading her to some water. God, you're going to cause her to come to a new flow. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, I just thank you, Father. I thank you for replenishing some things in our life, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I just thank you, Father, for restoration in her life, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just thank you, Father, for what you're doing in the name of Jesus. And God, I just thank you, Father, that after this, there will be more power. There will be more authority in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just thank you, Father, that those that suffer with you, Father, will reign with you as well, Father.
Yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Father God, I just thank
Lord.
You, Father, that you're cultivating the gifts that are in her, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, I just
thank
you that you're taking her to new dimensions in prayer.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father God, I just thank you, Father, that you're going to cause her, Father, to navigate in the realm of the Spirit like never before,
yes,
Father,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Father God,
in
I just thank you, Father, that you're strengthening her eagle wings,
yes,
Father, In the name of
yes.
Jesus.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
God,
thank
I just
you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Father, for the seer. I thank you for the
yes.
seer. Father. You're not just a prophet, man,
yes,
but you are a seer in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
God, I just
thank
you,
Jesus.
Father, for the seer
thank
realm intensifying
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Father, God, I just thank you, Father. I give you praise in the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Lord.
Father God, we thank you that you will be able to engage war on the enemy in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Father God, I just
yes,
thank
Lord.
You even now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I speak
yes.
into her body in the name of Jesus. God, I
yes,
command
Lord.
Her body to come into divine alignment in the name of
yes,
Jesus. Father God, we come
yes,
against
Lord.
Any inflammation right now in
yes,
the name of Jesus. Father God, we bind up the plans of the enemy. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just thank you that there are some dots that you are connecting, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, there are some things that you have showed her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, and I thank you that she's crossing over into a new season in the name of Jesus. God, I just hear her own. God, I just thank you for what you're doing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you today, Father. For
thank
doing
you,
it for her, Father, in the name
thank
of Jesus.
You.
And, Father
thank
God,
you.
I just thank you, Father, even for shame, Father. God, I just thank you for removing the shame, Father, in the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
And, God, I thank you for giving my sister new determination, Father, in the name of Jesus. You said
amen.
Decree breakthrough. God, I decree and I declare breakthrough in the name of Jesus. For God,
yes,
change
Lord.
It today, Father. God, I God, we give you glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the shift in this woman's life. God, I thank you for the shaking. God, I just thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I just thank you. I praise you, Father, and I honor you today, God. God, we thank you that it is well, Father. It is well, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I come against torment. The enemy has tried to torment her, Father, but we come against the plans of the enemy, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, fight against those that fight against her, Father. In the name
thank
of Jesus.
Jesus.
God, I thank you today, Father, that you are El Shaddai, Father. You are Elion today, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for more grace. Thank you for more grace, Father. God, I just thank you. I honor you. I praise you today, Father. God, I thank you for set up in the name of Jesus. God,
thank
we give you,
Lord.
Praise. We give you worship. We give you honor, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen. I thank and praise God for prophetess, elect, apostle elect, for praying for her because I believe she just got off another radio broadcast. I just thank and praise God for you being obedient, and I'm asking God to strengthen you now. Hallelujah, because I know when you're praying like that and you pray for hours that sometimes you get tired and weak, but I'm asking God to strengthen you and put back everything that you gave out in the name of Lord. We
Amen.
Just
thank
you today.
So
I thank and praise God for He is good, and His mercy endures forever. Is there any more prayer requests or testimonies or whatever it is? Because, you know, I try to teach, especially when I'm on the radio broadcast, and I say things for you to just kind of grasp. A lot, God works with different people in different ways. Like He may... And it's a process. It's like Apostle-elect Renee said, it's a process, because one person may be going through a homeless thing over here. Another person may be going through that body thing over here. Another person may be in the hospital. You know what I'm saying? Everything is a process. But once God finished with you, taking you through the process, When I tell you, you'll be shining just like gold. It's you on the potter's wheel. This is what you call the potter's wheel that we're on. And either you're going through something, you just starting to go through something, some folks in the middle of it, some folks on their way out. I'm telling you, it's a process and it's a level. Hallelujah. It's a level that you get through. When you start going through, you get through, you go up a little higher. He takes you up high, to a higher realm. In him, every time you get through something, you go up a little higher, but you go through a process. And you're going through a process as you go up. I'm telling you, but God is such a good God. He knows exactly what we need. God knows exactly what we need. He knows what to keep us on our knees. He knows how to put us in what the topic of the retreat is, push back to be placed in position. When I tell you that's just it, he pushes this way and pushes that way so he can place us where we need to be, where he wants us to be. And I thank and praise God on tonight for that. Hallelujah. Is there any more prayer requests, testimonies, miracle reports, any of it? Just a shout out for the Lord to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I'm so glad. I'm just glad about it this evening. God is good. God is, he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. God is a good God. God is a good God, and I thank God on tonight. I just, like I said, we have to pray for each other. I was telling us that the other night because I heard the Spirit of the Lord say that we have to pray for each other. We have to pray for each other. I'm telling you, we got to pray for each other, but when I tell you God raising up some prophets and apostles and prophetic intercessors now, when I tell you they ready for battle, it's time to get ready, though. Time to get ready for battle. I tell you, it's time to get ready. Hallelujah. And I thank and praise God on today. Hallelujah. It's time. This is a season for us to keep going. And I just want to encourage each one of you on tonight to keep going in God. Don't let nothing stop you. Just keep on praying and keep on studying. Keep on praying and keep on studying. Keep on going before the Lord and keep on studying because that's what it takes. You're going before God. You're laying before God. You're praying. I'm telling you, when you call on him, before you can call, he's going to already been the answer. You know, so you got to keep on doing this. You just got to keep pressing your way. Sometimes it's a press. You just got to press. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. I just want to give reference to Apostle Dean in his absence and to everyone in their respective places.
Hello. Yes.
Hello.
Yes, can I get prayer?
Yes, ma'am.
No, it's a sir. I want it for school, and that's it. Just school.
Just school. Okay.
Yes.
Fox, what else? Yes. Okay, we're going to pray. We're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you now to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, Father.
Josh. Uncle,
asking you.
Right there.
We come tonight asking you if we've offended in anyone in any kind of way, Lord, we ask your forgiveness now. We ask you to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. If there is anything there, Lord, we ask you to remove it now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit, and a sound mind. Father, we bring our brother before you on tonight, Lord, In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you now to cover him now in the shed blood of Jesus and keep your angels encamped around about him, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come right now just asking you, Hanlo Boko Rarama, to keep him covered, keep him hid. Huh? Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, I thank you for him now. I thank you for his ministry now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Hando Saban, to stand up in him, Lord, when it's necessary to stand up in him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, Lord, to encourage his spirit on tonight. Encourage him, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Then, Lord, I'm asking you right now to bless him in his school, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know every situation, Lord, and every circumstance that's connected to the school, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking you to bless him right now, Lord. Bless his mind, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you already know how this situation is going to end and turn out, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give him more wisdom and give him more knowledge, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give him how to go around about things, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Most of all, Father, give him to pray even the more, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Stay before you, Lord. Give him to stay before you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I thank you for this young man, Lord. I thank you for his ministry. I thank you for the youth ministry. In the name of Jesus. I thank you for the call that you have on his life. In the mighty name of Jesus. The devil, I call out about him. We bind the strong man that try to attack you. Hallelujah. We bind him right now. In the name of Jesus, you have no power, no authority. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, Lord, to bind the soul man. In the name of Jesus, bind him, Lord, from his life right now, in the name of Jesus, and send it back to the pits of hell, where it comes from. Every evil and negative thing, Lord, every demonic thing, Lord, I'm asking you to bind it now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. My hand, come on, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. The Lord says, don't worry, don't even be concerned, because I got you. And in the name of Jesus, I got you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I thank you right now. Hallelujah. I can see you standing in some kind of striped shirt. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You're going to school. Glory to God. And you're going to know before the teacher even tells you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But God said, hallelujah, you need to anoint yourself. Hallelujah. Going around different people. Because the devil, hallelujah, he come right out of there before you need. The devil already knows who you are. He knows, hallelujah, but he don't have the power and he don't have the authority over you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless him right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Bless his ways, born to school. Bless his home, Lord. In his new car, his new home, Lord. And new car, God. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Encourage. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Encourage his spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless him right now. Bless him right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. You might not understand right now, but you're going to understand by and by, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. help encourage your mother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against you shall ever prosper. In the name of Jesus, it might form, but it will never, 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 ever prosper. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about school. You don't have to worry about anything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is strengthening you. God is strengthening you. Hallelujah. You've been through some tests here lately, but God's strengthening you. Hallelujah. From anything you're going through. Hallelujah. God is strengthening you even the more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you praise on tonight. Amen. Is there anyone else want to have a prayer request or praise report or just a testimony? Hallelujah. The good things that God has done for you. Hallelujah.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
I just came to my... Yeah, hello? Can you hear me?
Uh-huh. I can hear
you. Yes, I'm sorry for all that... I'm sorry for all that noise. I'm at my uncle's house, and he got a lot of kids.
That's okay. That's all right. Well, we thank and praise God. That's okay. God bless your heart.
All right, thank you.
God bless you. You're welcome.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, God is a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. It's God got people. He got his remnant everywhere. He got people everywhere. Hallelujah. But God is doing something. He's got us all going through a process. He got us on the potter's wheel. And I tell you, when he get through with us, hallelujah, we're going to step out of there like pure gold, hallelujah. And the Lord want me to tell you, Prophetess Sally, that don't worry about that weight. I know you kind of concerned now, but that picture, you keep putting that picture up because you're going to be just like that again. You're going to get just like that. Yes, ma'am, hallelujah. I can see you. Being just
Amen.
Like that again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't even worry about it. See the devil got tactics and ways. You know, he always try you. So he gonna keep on trying you. I was driving this morning to work. This is just an example. And I was thinking about my husband. And the devil said he don't never wear that ring. He only worried because you asked him to. Just talking just like this in my ear. And I'm saying, He said, because he don't worry because he don't want no ring around his finger so nobody will know he married. Just holding a conversation with me like this. I said, you are lying in the name of Jesus. You know, just putting all kind of thoughts in my mind so I can snap on him. You know, this ain't nothing but the enemy. But that's how he works. And we got to know and recognize that demon. We got to recognize it. And see, because for a long time, I was standing in the mirror and looked like I was so big. And he still do that sometimes. Sometimes you can look in the mirror and look like you're swole up. And the next 2 hours you look in there, it's gone. It don't be nothing but the enemy. I'm telling you, these are the games and the tactics and the stupidness that he plays. Hallelujah. But we don't have time for that stuff. We don't have time for it. Mm-hmm. So, but I just want to encourage you, putting your pictures up. Because God's going to give it to you. God's going to give you what you need. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
You're a young woman. You're a young woman. God bless your heart. And you got many things to do, much to do for the kingdom. Hallelujah. And
hallelujah.
That ain't no, none of that, all that stuff about that heart ain't nothing but a distraction, because it ain't nothing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
yes. It ain't
thank
nothing.
You,
glory to God. If he brought me back from a massive heart attack, and then they say your heart messed up, huh? Glory to God. Over half of your heart messed up. And I was taking 14 pills a day. Now I'm taking 4. Don't you know God is good? Huh? Glory to God. He still tried to attack me. But let me tell you something. He should have took me out a long time ago, because I'm trying to take him out. Mm-hmm. So I thank and praise God. I just want to encourage you. It ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. Don't even go looking at that. The devil is a lie. It's nothing. It ain't nothing. Mm-mm. He want to make you this, this, and this, and I know because I do it myself. But, hey, it ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. And all that what you got, you talking about concern, that's going to go away too. It's a process that you're going through. The most time that the enemy attacked me is with my health. Most of the time, it's just with my health. And that's okay, because it just gives me miracle reports to report. It gives me not just testimonies, but miracle, because I'm a miracle. I'm a miracle because I had a massive heart attack. And every time I look around, somebody is dying from a massive heart attack. And God kept me here. I thank and praise God for that. He didn't have to do it, but he did. I give him praise and working. Told me you'll never work another day in your life, even a office job, no kind of job. Look at God. Made them look like they was crazy. Can't tell me what my God won't do. I thank him today. He is an awesome God. So I'm not going to prolong the line. I just want to know if anybody else have a prayer request or a praise report or a miracle report or testimony, anything, a shout out for the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready to close out. Father, we thank you this evening. We thank you this evening, Lord. We thank you for your word on this evening, Lord. We thank you that there is a word from the Lord for us on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to encourage everyone. Hallelujah. I decree and declare that every word that was spoken from God will manifest in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And I thank God for covering each one of us in the shed blood of Jesus. Those that's in radio land, hallelujah. I thank you right. Thank God for you right now, hallelujah. Keep each one of them covered, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we ask you right now, Lord, to just bless. Lord, I ask you to just bless. Just bless, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just bless them, Lord. Let them have good sleep. Encourage them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let them have some good rest, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to direct their path and their steps, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you all praise and all glory. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, and thank God. You all are dismissed, and God bless you all. If you need to call me, call me. I love you, and God loves you too. Good night, and amen. Amen, and good night.
Amen.